Security misconfigurations are the result of human error. This is part of the reason why configuration baselines and operating procedures are so important. Think about default passwords for a moment. There are repositories on the internet that maintain default passwords. These are great for when you set up a system, but if they are not changed, then someone can gain administrative access to your system without a lot of additional effort. Full software installations are another example of a security misconfiguration. If you do not need or use additional features, they could be used to create a vulnerability on your system, especially if they aren't being maintained. If the application has default passwords, those passwords must also be changed. Think about the Windows default guest account. The guest account is typically renamed, assigned a new password, and then disabled. The second SIG ID listed refers to the application failing in a secure manner. This means that the application will cease processing any information until properly restored. This is to ensure that data is not disclosed or accessed by unauthorized users. The last SIG ID implements an account lockout policy. 3 consecutive failed attempts within 15 minutes will lock out the account.